This is Colourful Radio.
Oh my gosh, Raga Raga. It's Red Plastic back on the radio, on the breakfast show. And we're feeling real, real good. I know I'm feeling hungover, but you know what? It's all good. It was all for a good cause.
All in the service of Barbados. All in the service of the island of Barbados.
That's right. That's right. And that is the laughter you can hear in the background of Mr. Stetson Wiltshire, a.k.a. Red Plastic Bag. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
A little worse for the wear, as they say. But it's all good. It's all good. It was a great evening, a great day down there, wasn't it, yesterday?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. I was very happy to see many people coming out to support it. And we lost the cricket game, but it was good.
Who was you playing? What side was you playing for?
I was playing for the Pride of Barbados Tour Group. We used to be BWIA Cavaliers, but since that BB changed hands and so on, we decided to change name. And here we are again. This is the first tour in 5 years that we've made, and we're having a wonderful tour.
Fantastic. Weather's been nice for you too, so that's all good.
Well, actually, we brought our own weather. It's okay.
Brilliant. So tell me, RPB, you are a legend, most definitely, right across the region, but also in the world of Calypso, full stop. How many times have you won the Calypso Monarch competition in Barbados?
Well, I've won the Calypso Monarch competition 9 times. This year, it was the 9th time.
Wow.
And I've also won the Road March on 2 occasions. But I'm not really about titles. I look very much at what I do in terms of being a Calypsonian. I see myself as a representative of the masses. I see myself as holding true to what the art form is really all about. Having been born out of stress and struggle and protest, and I see myself very much as a representative of the masses.
Uh-huh. And as a result of that, do politicians fear you? Do wrongdoers do they
no,
fear to tread where you do because you have your eye and your silver tongue trained on them?
I don't think they fear me. I think that they're cognizant of the fact that Calypsonians will sing about the issues of the day. And I believe it is important that we use the Calypso tents as our parliament, so to speak, because we don't get a chance to be we don't really get a chance otherwise to speak out. So we see ourselves as the mouthpieces of the people who are considered to be in the low socioeconomic bracket, especially who don't get a chance to say the things that they want to say. So we are their representatives, their mouthpieces.
What would you say is your most controversial track to date?
Well, I've had quite a few songs. I'm not really a controversial Calypsonian, but I've had a song called "Issue of the Day" that dealt with some of the major issues. I had a song called "Pluck It" about a chicken controversy we had in Barbados that was fairly controversial, caused a bit of a stir. As a matter of fact, would have been into the law courts and so on. But I tried to stay away from controversy. I tried to write in such a way that it is understood, but not too far over the edge, so to speak.
And when it comes to the people in Barbados and how they're feeling right now, are they being lifted by the success of your 110-meter hurdle gold medalist from the Berlin World Championships, Ryan Brathwaite? I'm told I can't call him Brathwaite. Brathwaite.
That's it. Well, we are quite happy about him. We're ecstatic, really, about the fact that he won. We are very proud people, and it is not a lot that we have been able to do on the in terms of athletics. And so every time, we had Obadeli Thompson.
Obadeli Thompson. Jump up and shout over. Jump up and shout over.
We're excited about this guy. We are still celebrating.
Are you going to write a track for him?
Well, it would be lovely. I suspect that there are many people who would want to write a song about this youngster. And but I've really given it some consideration.
And just a couple of days ago, we spoke to a doctor, Dr. Rapley, who is a social scientist from Jamaica. He was talking about the 21st century Jamaica and how that nation wants to progress and move forward and punch above its weight on the international scene, not just in terms of, say, music and athletics, but in other areas too. What about the 21st century Barbados?
Well, of course, we are progressive people. I think that the Caribbean itself must look towards the future in a very positive way, to start seeing itself as one nation. I think we are taking too long to move in that direction. We're moving gradually, but I think it's taken a while. I think it's very important that we become unified and move together as one. Jamaica is doing exceptionally well in athletics, and there are other countries that are doing well in other areas. And I think that if we can put all our resources together, we will do better as a region, as one region, as a Caribbean nation, and with one voice and with $1 and all that. I believe that we'll be stronger, actually.
Okay, fantastic. One last thing, RPB. I know you're here to do the cricket tour this time round, but is there anywhere that anybody can get out and see you perform this time?
Well, actually, no. I'm doing one kind of a performance at an event at the African Centre in the West Indian Centre in East London, and I think it's Plasto, and yeah, that's Plasto. Tomorrow night. That is tomorrow night. We have a fundraiser, and I'm hoping to do a song or two there. But I'm primarily here on a cricket tour. Hopefully I'll get a chance to go down and see a bit of carnival.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you that. Surely you're going to, I mean, given your heritage and culture, you're going to pop along to our carnival, you know, and grace it with your presence, my friend.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Martin J only yesterday, and he's supposed to be on the road, so we're hoping to go down and take a look, get a feel. I've been to this carnival many years, and I watched it grow. It's really a big carnival now, you know, and I think that it is a good platform to play get your music played and heard.
That's right. Okay, next time you're here, I hope you'll be able to pop into the studio and sit with us at Colourful Radio. It's been fantastic talking to you. You are a legend, and hope to see you soon. Red plastic bag.
Well, thank you very much. It was great meeting you yesterday. You're a lovely spirit, and
thank you.
And I hope you continue to do the good work that you're doing.
RPB, you don't really know. You don't really know her. I have to sit here with her every morning. Don't worry.
Well, may the Lord have mercy on your soul.
The Lord is not giving me any mercy. RPB, Stedden, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Colourful.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure. Take
beautiful
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Colourful Radio.